Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And don't you dare call her Pierre Delecto. Kevin McCullough, welcome to Tuesday. By the way, we're going to be at Bobby Van's at Park Avenue on the 1st of November from 3 to 6. A.G. Katsimatidis alongside me. I'm hoping that you will come and join us for the next Dining Out Dialogues. The very first co-host of the Dining Out Dialogues that we ever had was my next guest, Carol Markowitz. Carol, always good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So of all the things that I've ever disliked Mitt Romney for, and I still voted for him when he was the nominee, and I campaigned for him, and I did all that I could to try to help him win. But of all the things I've never liked about him, and there have been several that I haven't, the idea that he was calling himself a lurker on social media and going under a ghost name of Pierre Delecto has to be, well, at least tied for the weirdest news story of the last week. What did you make?
Yeah, you know, Mitt Romney calling himself a French name, I'm very disappointed in Mitt. You know,
is it French? Pierre is French. What is Delecto? That sounds Italian.
Even worse, really.
But can't you just...
I don't know what's up with Mitt. I don't know why he told a reporter about that. It took them 5 seconds to find it. It's just like,
They'll never find it. I put it under a secret name.
Right. And my secret name is so secret that they'll never figure it out. And then 5 minutes later, they had it. It's an oddity. And
but picture this, Carol. Picture this side by side. You got two guys up late at night. Both of them asked to be president. One of them is literally yelling at the wind because he's only got 8 followers, but he followed 600 something people. So I guess, and they were all influencers. So he was barking at whoever it was, but it was by this anonymous guy. He, like, you know, we're supposed to think he's the buttoned up, perfectly coiffed, kind of consummate Republican conservative person. Then you got like Trump, who at 3 a.m. literally does tweet from his own Twitter handle with no fear of anybody finding out anything.
Right. I wouldn't mind if Trump had just like a touch more fear, perhaps.
So you want him to be Pierre Delecto.
Can we have like a little happy medium between Pierre Delecto and Donald Trump?
Well,
like,
one thing you never can say about Trump, one thing you can never say, he'll never be calling himself a lurker. Which is how Romney described himself anyway. That was one of the... And so let's talk about the other weird story this week. Are you a Russian asset? Because it seems like everybody that opposes Hillary Clinton is a Russian asset.
Right, right. Well, you know, I had her fans come after me like that all throughout 2016 and even into the last few years. Because I put that I was born in the Soviet Union in my profile. I don't think other Russian assets do that. So I've often gotten, well, you're from Russia, so obviously you love Donald Trump. I'm like, I'm not sure that's how that works.
Yeah, I'm not sure it is either.
You know, I've written so much about Hillary's crazy turn, and I know we've talked about it a lot on your show, that she's had so many crazy comments before this one that went unnoticed. It's kind of interesting that her blowing up at a fellow Democrat sort of got the media's attention finally. But she says Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. I mean, that's questioning our democracy.
She's still telling people that she won.
He's our president.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And that's crazy pants. I mean, it's really...
But let me ask you this, Carol, do you think it's more than just like her own emotional state? Do you think there's like, do you think she's mentally ill? Is there, could it be that there's something not firing in the synapses the way that normal people do? Because it does seem to be.
No, this is my take on it is she is surrounded by yes men who say that everything she says is correct. Even on this Tulsi thing, she has so many defenders on social media. Like, Hillary's right again. She says that Tulsi's a Russian asset, and she is. I mean, that's insane. And she doesn't have people saying to her, that's crazy. And so, like, the comment that she made that Trump is not a legitimate president, she made that comment on The View, and nobody said anything. It's like she gets no pushback for the insane things that she says. Therefore, she thinks that she's right.
Yeah, and I don't think that the left thinks that everything she says is all that crazy. Because they just, you're right. They don't, nobody ever says anything. Whoopi just sat there and just let that comment be said. Never
right.
said it. Like,
yeah.
if you and I were even on the air and you said something half as nutty, I'd be like, Carol, come on,
right.
you don't actually believe that. And you'd be like, no,
exactly.
of course not. I was just seeing if you were
right.
awake.
Right. I mean, I would say that the right pushes back on each other far more than the left does.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good
for
thing.
Better and worse.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah.
And your piece this week in the Post, by the way, if you don't read Carol, you need to. She's one of the most important columnists in all of printed journalism these days, but it's titled Stop Helicoptering Other People's Kids. What do you mean?
You know, I have so many strangers trying to help me parent my children, and I do blame Hillary Clinton. We can go back to Hillary for a minute. The you know, the whole it takes a village to raise a child. Keep your village off my children. I am raising my own children. It takes a family to raise a child, in my opinion, not a village. And so I don't need other people's suggestions on how to raise my kids. And the most recent one was I tried to give my 9-year-old a little bit more independence, let her go see a movie alone with her friend, and they were not allowed to stay because they were too young. And, you know, that's a concern for people having kids alone.
Not according
somewhere.
To the law, but according to the movie theater?
Yes, this one particular movie theater, but it's all theaters, it turns out. It's not, I mean, so I asked on social media, how old were you the first time you went to see a movie with your friends? And everybody was around that age, 9, 10, 8. I mean, everybody has stories like that. And the fact that we're not letting our kids have any independence and then wondering why they grow up to be, you know, adults who don't know how to adult, it's related.
I think there's a book in there from Carol Markowitz at some point.
That's right. The book will be Keep Your Village Off My Children.
The adulting and the kid raising and all that stuff. And yeah, I think you need to do that book because it's not just that it's like a slap to you to say, you know, you're incompetent and you can't raise your kids right. It's also that I don't want the values of the other people that feel like that they're
Absolutely.
Making some sort of justification of like teaching my kid, you know, the moral virtue of life. That's not their job. That's my
yeah.
job. And I would prefer you to let me do that job because I actually am a parent that cares about it like you are. So,
yeah, absolutely. And not the village.
Yeah.
The village.
At the end of the day. All right, Pierre. Best wishes to you and your other Russian assets. That's right. you and all the rest of the Russian assets, you have a good week and just, you know, keep beaming Martian spaceships across Hillary's brain or something. I don't know. It was the weirdest couple of headlines this week, and we're only on Tuesday so far, so who knows where this goes from here. Carol, good to talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Talk to you soon. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Coming up, he wants to take on AOC nose to nose. He wants to box socialism right out of the Bronx and Queens. Democratic Councilman Fernando Cabrera, who's challenging her in the primary, with me next. Stay with us.